There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
You're listening to Drive Live with Tim Elliott and Natalie Lindo-Taylor. And we're doing something a little bit different on the programme today. Have you heard of Unboxing, Tim? I was quite surprised to find out you had.
Strangely, I'm not a complete stranger to social media. It's not something I've ever watched, to be honest with you, but I am aware of it. And I know that you get thousands, maybe some, I mean, with some people, you get millions of people watching somebody unboxing something.
Yes.
Opening a gift.
So usually gifts, electronics, yeah, beauty, things like that that people are watching. So we're talking about unboxing, but we're talking specifically about unboxing Eid gift boxes. During Ramadan, it's a time lots of people are thinking about Eid, and we know it might be a little bit quieter in the shops, but e-commerce is certainly not quiet. So we're going to speak to some local homegrown SMEs we have in the studio with us today. First of all, Katie Wilson, who's a buyer for beauty and homeware department at Namshi. Katie, welcome.
Hi.
Thanks for joining us. We also have Ayet Tufik, who's a co-founder of Powder.ae. Thanks for joining us.
Hi.
And we also have Saeed Hassani, who's the operations manager at Milk and Honey.
Hello.
Welcome.
Thanks for having me here.
I'm very impressed that you've got your boxes here with us, and we're going to talk about them, and we're going to do some unboxing live on the radio. So for people who aren't familiar, they each have their own things from their own stores, and you're going to explain why they make great gifts, and also we're going to open them on our social media. So Zena's going to make sure, if you want to be part of the unboxing, you can certainly hop on to our Instagram feed. Is that right, Zena? We're going to do it on Instagram.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's on the DubaiEye 103.8 FM live Instagram feed.
Okay, so stay tuned for that. But first of all, let's talk about retail, because that's why you're here. Online sales do go up at this time of year. Maybe people aren't feeling like venturing out of the house in the same way. But I guess, Katie, if we come to you, Namshi is a label lots of people know for the region. Yeah. It's where lots of people go for their clothes, but also there's other departments. Tell us the sort of activity you see this time of year.
Yeah, so Ramadan is definitely an important time of year for us. It's in fact our biggest time of year. We see the first 3 weeks of Ramadan our strongest. We start to see sales tail off towards the end of Ramadan last week leading up to Eid. A lot of our customers are spending more time at home. Mm-hmm. So naturally they're online more and they're shopping in preparation for Eid.
And I guess a lot of us are online at different times. It would be later on in the evening, lots of people are online, a different sort of spending habit and online usage than the rest of the year.
Yes, exactly. I guess it's not a time of year where everyone's going out in the evenings. They're tired, they're trying to catch up with everything they missed during the day. So that's when they really sort of relax and get to shopping.
And Saeed, you are the operations manager at Milk and Honey.
True.
And, you know, we think about Ramadan, but we also think about Eid as a celebration. And in terms of food, it's something that we do at the end. It's a real way to come together. Is it a busy time for you too?
Well, definitely, yes. But first couple of weeks, it might not be busy for the something like a gourmet kind of stores. But definitely when we move end of the Ramadan, having about 22nd to last end of the month, 30th of Ramadan, definitely a lot of people they look for gift ideas, where Milk and Honey promote the healthy and organic lifestyle within the UAE market. So definitely there is quite a lot of clientele who focus on that, yeah.
Do you know, it's an interesting point you make there, Saeed, because we had Katie say that it's actually the first 3 weeks of Ramadan is busiest for us, but
right.
Shows how people's mindsets change over the course of Ramadan, I suppose.
Definitely,
and I suppose towards Eid, food starts to take precedence because it's back to, you know, so-called normal after a while, and people are thinking about getting together with family, going away. Food is probably a bigger concern, I suppose.
Right, this food is a bigger concern, but if you're looking for the gifting ideas by end of Ramadan, say Eid, but definitely first week of Ramadan we kicked in and the sales has been not that affected, but still quite okay. But if you're looking for the Eid hampers, Eid gifting and healthy living as well, because what I've got here today is presenting a healthy living lifestyle within the Ramadan and after Ramadan. But definitely during Ramadan time, a lot of people from the starting to the end of the fasting, the local business for the F&B when compared to the gourmet, it's not that actually busy, but after Ramadan, after 7 o'clock, that definitely kicks off.
Mm. Mm. Okay, let me ask you, Katie, when you say that Ramadan is your busiest time, certainly the first 3 weeks, but I guess the last week's pretty good for gifts as well, just how much of an upsurge is there in Ramadan?
It's a huge uptake. So we have two, I'd say, main peaks of the year, Ramadan and Black Friday. November is also huge for us. Ramadan, we see double-digit growth from the previous month.
Wow.
For sure. We see the sales, like I said, go down towards Eid because a lot of our customers then start to travel or go away and they're not sat at home shopping.
And I guess as well, if you're thinking of a gift, if I'm thinking of getting Tim a gift, I'm not leaving it till the last minute. I'm a planner.
Are you really?
No, not at the moment. Oh, right, but just okay. If I imagine if I was.
We're
going to do some unboxing soon. So just get in the zone as if these are for you. But if I was thinking about getting Tim a gift, I wouldn't be leaving it till the day before. So you can. Yeah. It makes a lot of sense. People are planning. You may be thinking about lots of family members, friends. So it makes a lot of sense that people are doing their shopping at the start too. Aya, talk to us about powder.ie a little bit. Explain to us what you do.
So powder.ie is a passion project that my partner and I founded at the end of last year. So it's still quite a new business. We focus on curating the best beauty products that money can buy in the region. We are slowly adding more brands, new brands on a monthly basis. And for Eid, we've actually chosen to focus on sleep because we miss so much sleep during Ramadan. So our box is in partnership with one of our brands that we bring from the UK called Holistic Silk.
Okay.
And so that's what we're focusing on.
So if we get one of your boxes, we'll be thinking about things that help us feel calmer in the evening, things to help us have a restful time.
Exactly. Beauty sleep. So we all need beauty sleep.
And Syed, don't tell us what's in the box in front of you now.
All right.
It's quite a large box, I must say. But you know, when you come to think about gifts, is there sort of a different strategy you employ at this time of year at Milk and Honey?
Well, definitely this time of the year and around the year as well. Why? Because Milk and Honey is majorly focused a healthy living. So definitely if I get something for the gift hamper as well, I would suggest to my clients or the customers to go for the something which is a superfood, something for the healthy food, and which is also good for Ramadan, Eid and general time as well.
And Katie, is there a steer towards maybe products that come boxed or gift sets this time of year? Because it makes something feel a little bit different. If you're handing over a box, the box you've got in front of you now, bigger than a shoebox, it feels substantial. It looks substantial.
Yeah, and I think it helps when, if you potentially don't know what to buy someone, you then can give them a variety of products and offer them something different. We see definitely an uplift on boxes and gift sets during Ramadan. We have done quite a few initiatives. We've done some mystery boxes where the customer actually does not know what they're buying. They perform extremely well. We recently had a countdown to Eid box where you would get a product every day during Ramadan in the countdown to Eid. And these have been some of our top performers during Ramadan.
Amazing. So we've talked a bit about unboxing. It is really popular, particularly with millennials. So I'm quite interested to see Tim's reaction to this. We're talking about Ramadan retail madness and we're unboxing Eid gift ideas. So this is ideas for Eid and we're going to unbox them live on the radio. Tim, I'm going to get you to start first, but let's welcome back our guest to the studio. We have Katie Wilson, who's a buyer for beauty and homeware online retailer Namshi. We also have Ayat Tufik, who's the co-founder of Powder.ae, a fledgling company, but it's a passion project, I think is how you described it. And we have Syed Hosseini, who's the operations manager at Milk and Honey. So three very different boxes we've got today. Now, Tim, you are going to be first to unbox.
Okay.
So get ready.
Right.
Here we go. If you swap in with Katie for a second.
Right.
Now, we're going to start off with powder.ae. So, Ayat, do you want to talk Tim through what he's unboxing as he does? Can I just mention as well, this box is a beautiful grey box with rose gold writing on it. I'm a big fan of foil in rose gold, so I'm hooked already.
You're a big fan of gold foiling. I like it.
Rose gold foiling.
Okay, so I'm just about to open the box, and it is magnetic, I should point out as well.
Oh, it's exciting.
Inside it says, beyond the routine.
That's our tagline because, you know, skincare routines can be boring.
Okay, so there is blue, nice deep sort of royal blue
tissue,
paper
with
tissue paper, which I'm just opening now. And we have two pouches in grey. What material is that?
So this is a pure white silk sleep mask. So you can go ahead and open that.
Okay, so I'm going to open that.
So this mask fits really comfortably on your head. You can't feel it when you're sleeping.
Okay.
It's pure silk to hold the hydration onto your skin.
Should I put it on?
Yeah, put it on. Try it on. It's so comfortable.
You're not going to reuse
it.
It's going to be.
No, don't worry.
It's going to be a vast improvement on Tim's face. Half of it's going to be covered up.
There we go. So it goes on like that.
We have these lying around everywhere, and it ties on with these silk velvet straps really comfortably. It blocks out the light, and it's lightly scented with lavender. So
it is lightly scented with lavender.
What else do we have?
We have got. Matching pure silk white pillowcase.
Nice.
Right.
To protect your hair and
your
skin.
It's good for your hair. Yeah.
Yep, absolutely. And I know they're hard to find here, so now you know where to get them.
Okay.
So this fits standard pillow sizes. It can be hand washed or dry cleaned.
I am very impressed with this one. What else do you have?
And last but not least, we have a sleep promoting essential oil scented candle.
Oh, amazing.
So if you open that box, it's artificial fragrance free, and it's lavender, jasmine, and sweet basil.
Mmm, this smell is very basil-y. Purple basil. Thai
nice.
Basil, I think they call it. Yeah.
So, awesome. All together, this should help you get the perfect night's beauty sleep.
I tell you what, I need it, because I've had no sleep for the last few nights. So, three things. Do you know the great thing about this? And I you know I'd be a little bit cynical about the unboxing
yes.
thing. Why would you want to watch people opening presents that aren't yours? It's actually quite
it's
exciting.
Quite a nice feeling. I'm quite excited watching you, but that might be because I know it's my turn. It's my turn.
Novels.
Come on.
Okay. All right, then.
Come
so
over I'll here. I want to open something.
All right, so
boxes.
NLT, head over towards the boxes. We have now two more boxes to open. So, three guests in with us today. Let's talk to... Who are you going to do first? Is Katie first? NLT?
I'll go here, yeah.
Okay, you I'll go there. Right. Katie Wilson is from namshi.com. It is a black box. It's not black. It's like a... It's
I have
black.
To say, it actually comes gift-wrapped.
Okay.
But we've obviously unwrapped
it. Put it in a box. Okay.
Well, it comes gift-wrapped around the box, but we've unwrapped it for you guys so you can get into
can
it.
Can I go?
Easily.
Can I go?
You can go. Excellent.
You are chomping at the bit.
I know, I can't wait. Okay, yeah. So we've got a big selection here.
Yes.
So I can see automatically we've got some sort of chinaware. Is this for coffee?
Yes, so these are two Arabic coffee cups. They're from a brand called Silsal, which is a local design house. They specialise in Arabic premium homeware, but with a bit more of a contemporary feel.
And is this put your jewellery in the bedside
exactly.
at night? Perfect, because I do sometimes lose my rings. Don't tell my husband. this is room spritz.
Yes.
So it smells nice.
Yes, so this is actually a brand that's exclusive on Namshi called Sandy Bay London. This is an oud fragrance that was specifically designed for the Ramadan and Eid period. So it's only on namshi.com at the moment.
Okay, so we've got a Swarovski box here.
Yes.
And what do you have inside this?
So Swarovski, this is probably our hero product. Swarovski is one of our most loved brands on the site. It's a pair of Swarovski earrings. Perfect for your Eid outfits to add a bit of sparkle. And our customers love Swarovski.
The Swarovski is huge here, isn't it, Katie?
Yes,
it's
it really
huge,
is.
Huge, huge deal. People love it.
It really
very
is.
Sparkly.
Do you know, I'm impressed with, so far, NLT, I'm impressed with the fact that you knew that was a room spritz, because I would have picked that up and gone, perfume?
Are you telling me you don't have room spritz in Elliot Towers?
Nothing at the Elliot Homestead.
Oh, in Taylor Towers we have
I bet you do.
And this is perfume.
It is. Ajmal, again, is a local brand, and this
it's great that it's all local.
Yeah.
It's really good.
And this is the best-selling fragrance from the brand. And I think the bottle shape is very synonymous with Ajmal.
That's because it's new. Oh, that's nice. Oh, that's really nice. Really good. It's so local.
Okay,
as well.
So
amazing.
That's well, you know what we're going to do? We're going to get you to open another one now while you're there, actually, because your excitement is
like
palpable. So that's namshi.com, powder.ai, and Katie, thank you very much. Let's move over to Syed Hussaini, who's operations manager at Milk and Honey.
This way.
Oh,
this is basically a hamper, right?
Yeah, this is amazing. I actually love the noise of the cellophane as well. I think together we've got it, Syed.
Sure.
Yeah. So the cellophane is coming off. The bow is, at least it's tightly wrapped. Nothing's going to fall out.
Yeah, it's like a gift presentation box, this one.
So traditionally, Syed, this is something that you would be delivering towards the end of Ramadan. Is this doing?
It has started to deliver it because as we move forward, it's the third week of second week of Ramadan, moving towards the end of Ramadan, people are looking for more gift ideas and healthy living as well. So milk as a part part of Milk and Honey.
And
we always promote the milk, healthy.
Sure, I mean, that's your sort of raison d'etre, isn't it? So sure. They're looking for healthy things, people are looking for variety, that's the kind of thing. And of course, towards the end of Ramadan, I suppose it's, you know, banquet time and getting back to eating at set meals. You can see all of this on our Instagram feed, by the way, Dubai 1038 FM. Talk us through what's in the.
This has caught my eye, the Australian Pure Organic Honeycomb. This looks amazing.
That is amazing, fantastic as well. And it has many health benefits, which has been. Normal honey has been processed with the heat, and this Beringa honey, which is 100% certified and from Australia, and it has never been processed through heat. So it gives many health ideas.
This looks amazing. Yeah. The chocolate stacks I've seen before, protein chocolate bar. So these are
good for vegetarians and no gluten free. That's organic as well.
And we've got some
Makaro. That's
tea?
From Japan.
Wow, this looks
really good. All the items in here in the hamper boxes is international products, so it can drive for anybody who's coming from Japan, Australia, and the special about this crisp apple jam is one of the award-winning items in the Gulf food.
Wow, and this looks interesting.
That is
whole food vegan cheesecake. Lemon. That's caramel, right. Organic chocolate.
It is.
Made from cashews, coconut and cacao. So
cacao,
that's fine for vegans. Amazing.
So that's the milk and honey hamper.
I would be delighted with a box of any kind.
I know. We picked up on that. So mystery box coming your way. Do you know what's really interesting about this? This is my first experience of unboxing. Unboxing is a thing and I understand that. But I've just been watching you unbox those two and everybody in the room, everybody here with us, may not be your products. I mean, you're watching there, but there's a fascination what's in the box. It reminds me of that film Seven, but in a completely different way.
But the other thing is, you know what it's like when it's a special time of year and you buy presents for someone else. It's the delight watching them open it as well. That's nice thing about a gift, isn't it? It's really, really nice. And it's exciting. I know these aren't all my gifts, but it's been really fun opening them.
It's a popular social media activity. It attracts thousands, millions of people, very often millennials, but not always millennials. We've had a go this afternoon. Let's just say thank you to all our guests. Katie Wilson is a buyer for beauty and homeware at Namshi. Really nice to meet you, Katie.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you for coming in. Ayat Tufik is the co-founder of powder.ae. Really nice stuff in that
thank
box.
You so much.
Thank you for coming to join us. And Syed Hussaini, all the best, operations manager at Milk and Honey. Thank you.
Thanks, team.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.